Grab your favorite caffeinated beverage and get cozy because you are listening to Mindful as a Mother with Paige Bruce and Lindsay Adams.
Do you remember those toys from when we were kids where you would fit the different shaped pegs into the different shaped holes?
Yeah.
That's a lot like parenting, except when you have a neurodivergent child, using traditional parenting techniques is like trying to put the round peg in the star hole.
That's exactly how I felt when I discovered that Sam was neurodivergent. I knew that traditional parenting techniques and even the approaches that I was taught in grad school, they didn't feel right in my soul to like supporting who he was as a human. And they also just weren't effective. And that's when I discovered the power of responsive parenting.
Exactly. So if you are like us and are interested in tailoring responsive parenting techniques to your neurodivergent world, check out our Parenting Your NeuroSpicy video series. You can find it in our Stand store at the link in the show notes.
This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for therapy or the therapeutic relationship. And the information given in this podcast is purely for educational purposes and is not intended to replace the advice of a professional.
Hi, and welcome back to Mindful as a Mother. This is Paige, and I'm here with
Lindsay.
And today, this is a very exciting part of season 4. We have neurodivergent nuggets.
Yes. So this is going to be our first nugget episode, and it is a very brief, short synopsis of a skill or something that could be helpful in parenting your neurodivergent.
Yeah, actionable. I like to call them nuggets to chew because they're going to be easily digestible so you can use them right away. Also, we did a poll on all of our social medias and we wanted to know if we should call them like neurodivergent nibbits, and everyone was like nuggets because obviously chicken nuggets are one of the most preferred foods, which I thought was hilarious that it was like so like a blanket across all of our platforms. They're like, you have to call it a neurodivergent nugget.
A nugget. Yeah.
So this is our first nugget to chew. It is actually a parenting skill out of the book Supporting Autistic Girls and Gender Diverse Youth. Who is it written by?
The Yellow Ladybugs. It doesn't say.
So like... the Yellow Ladybugs is actually an organization.
Yes.
So it's a collective of people.
Yes.
So check it out. You can get it on Amazon. And this specific organization that we're using this book around is very passionate about destigmatizing autism and how it shows up for different individuals, specifically girls and gender diverse youth. But again, it's applicable. Lindsay's son is autistic and there's tons of little nuggets in here that she uses. Mm-hmm. And so PACE is a parenting skill you can find on page 76 if you want to follow along. All right. So PACE is actually an acronym and it stands for playfulness, acceptance, curiosity, and empathy.
Yes. And when you would use this is when you're wanting to like reduce a stressful situation in your home. The time I use it the most is during like states of like high emotion.
Yes. So when we're getting like maybe school can'ts.
Yes.
Or if there's a demand. So let's say one of my children, Rory, she's 5, almost 6. Like yesterday, I needed her to get dressed and brush her hair and teeth because we were leaving. And she's like, no, I don't want to. No. Mm-hmm. Right. And so this is something that Zane's really good at, incorporating playfulness into it. And I do too, but I do it differently. He's more of like a rough and tumble playfulness. Mm-hmm. But the purpose of adding playfulness is that when we're getting the pushback or when our kids are emotional or stressed, stressed brains respond to calm, playful faces and tones of voice. So you can counter stress by introducing playfulness and often get more buy-in. So they're talking about how it really diffuses a stressful situation, helps reduce conflict, and it also increases that connectedness in parenting.
Yes. And so cracking a joke, making things a game, making them laugh.
Yes. And this works at a lot of different ages. So Rory is having a hard time with a lot of her morning and evening routines. And so I'll be like, well, Rory really doesn't want to brush her teeth, but I bet Cheetah Rory does. So then she's a cheetah and now she's crawling through the house and she's like, Cheetah Rory's going to brush their sharp teeth. Mm-hmm. And now she's totally bought in and she's going to start her routine.
Yes.
So playfulness.
Always. A is acceptance.
Acceptance. What do you take that as?
It's accepting their feelings, thoughts, urges, and perceptions completely. So me, this is like, I see you, I understand you. I'm not trying to challenge your experience at all. Like, I get where you are. And it's tied to the term radical acceptance, which we will also have an episode about, but it's focusing on what's in front of you instead of trying to change it and supporting your child through that moment rather than trying to change how they're feeling or their situation.
Yes. And so in a couple episodes previous, I talked about the situation with Elayla where she was very passionate about wanting to have a play date with this specific friend. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of in that feedback loop. Mm-hmm. And so I had to stop myself from saying, like, I already told you why we're not doing that, right? Because she's stuck in that feedback loop and that wasn't helping. Mm-hmm. And I just took acceptance. I'm like, this is really important to you and you're really disappointed.
And the pocket phrase for acceptance is, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
And once you've gotten to, like, it is what it is, I accept that this is where we're at, then you can move to the next one, which is curiosity.
Yeah, so just be curious. Like, yeah. Why? Where is this coming from? What's happening?
And taking the time to truly understand your child's perspective. This is achieved by usually asking open-ended questions or contemplating these questions yourself. So sometimes for me, the curiosity piece is fully internal. And it is like, hey, what's going on here? Is he hungry? Is he tired? Did he not go to bed early enough? What is it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like meeting basic needs, which we've talked about before in our podcast sprint from last season. But real quick with acceptance, I think it's not just always accepting this is where your child is at, but like these are the circumstances.
Yeah.
And I think for me, that was a bigger mindset shift in parenting. Mm-hmm. So Rory specifically, like we always had to travel a lot when our kids were young, mm-hmm. but Rory needed sleep differently mm-hmm. than our other children. Mm-hmm. And so she needed a very specific sleep environment for her nervous system to be able to settle to rest. Mm-hmm. And that meant we had to be okay that A, she was either going to have a lot of behaviors when we're traveling because she wasn't going to be getting the sleep that she needed, or B, we had to adjust the environment mm-hmm. to make sure that she was getting what she needed. So both of those things, I think, within parenting too is like, can I accept it? So we traveled to Washington last year mm-hmm. to see Zane's niece graduate. And she was so exhausted from the travel and the whole day that I told him that I didn't think she was going to make it through the graduation because it was at like 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And so instead, I sent him with our older kids to the graduation. And I stayed back at the house we were staying at and put her to bed. Mm-hmm. And even though I missed that moment, they recorded it for me. And then I went to the graduation party the next day. But it's like, that's a really good example of,
like, accepting this is the circumstance that we're in. And I think it's so important when your children have unique needs or needs that don't fit into a neurotypical society. Sometimes you have to just accept that maybe it's not going to go how you want or expected or how you think it should. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And so trying to continually make it fit.
Yes. And one of my phrases, like, it is what it is, but I personally use all things are working in my favor mm-hmm. or it will work out exactly as it needs to, mm-hmm. whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And both of those have helped me a lot.
Yeah. I prefer that to it is what it is.
Yeah. So with curiosity, yes, just like what's happening, what do you need right now in this moment? And maybe that's where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. And I think too, really trying to be curious about their perspective mm-hmm. instead of jumping into like a fix it or a consequence situation. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, so my kids are fighting. We're having a sibling conflict. And I want to understand both sides and both perspectives so mm-hmm. I can make sense of it and potentially help them understand each other. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a big one.
Yeah. And staying in a curious and trying to understand state rather than trying to lecture or change.
Yes, exactly. Or if she, like if I'm getting a lot of pushback, like, no, I really need this marker. I need it to be this one. Okay. Instead of just saying like, no, you need to put it away. I already told you no. I'm like, help me understand. That's that same phrase. Mm-hmm. I use it with my kids, just like I use it with people. I use it with adults in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm like, help me understand why you need this marker. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes if I've asked my kids to do things multiple times and they haven't done it, I say, help me understand why mm-hmm. when I'm asking you to do your evening routine, mm-hmm. you're not doing it. Mm-hmm. And that isn't meant to shame or blame, but I'm genuinely curious at that point. Like, is there a need that's not being met mm-hmm. that's keeping us from doing this routine? Like, do you need me to go with you and body double? Mm-hmm. Are you out of toothpaste and you're just not saying anything? Mm-hmm. Are you just distracted because you want to be on your device? Like, where are we at? Mm-hmm. Like, let's check in. Mm-hmm. And then E, empathy.
Yeah, the curiosity leads right into empathy, because when you understand where your child is coming from, it is easier to have empathy for them in the situation. I think a good example of this is like what you were sharing with Alayla about wanting to go to a friend's house. Once you understood how important it was to her, it was easy to have empathy that this is really important to you and we need to make this a priority.
Yeah, and I think really tapping into it, because as an adult, I could have said like, it's not that big of a deal. Because mm-hmm. to me, it's not that big of a deal. She literally played with this friend at school every single day. And now it's Saturday and she's wanting to play with this one friend again. So for me as an adult, I don't feel like it's this big of a deal. But understanding that for her it is, and holding space and like accepting that for what it is without trying to belittle or make it sound like it's not important.
Yes. And I think pace is one of the best ways to focus on connection over correction. So if something's going on and you have the desire to correct, take a beat and ask yourself, like, can I do pace here, and prioritize connection first? Because usually that will lead to like de-escalating faster. It will keep things from escalating more and more and more. And it will help build like the safe home environment so that, and you'll create this routine. And so you'll find that your kids are actually regulating more quickly the more you do this.
Exactly. Because they'll learn that this is the pattern of response. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to move through it. We're not going to fight it. And then we're going to come on the other end.
Mm-hmm. Together.
Together. Exactly. Yeah. So not only will we move through it quicker, but then eventually too, they will need less of your support moving through it. And come.
You're modeling. This is modeling self-regulation, yeah. Right? So like, playfulness is regulation to me. Like, that's the first step. Okay. So it's doing something to regulate, like laughing, getting the brain. Cause when our brain is in a play state, it cannot be in fight or flight. And so that's the purpose of the playfulness. The purpose of acceptance is like, this is my situation. And that's such an important piece for regulating mm-hmm. and moving through emotions. Like, I'm having this feeling, the situation is what it is. Curiosity is, why am I having this feeling? Do I have an underlying need that I need to address with myself? And empathy is like, okay, I have empathy for myself and I'm going to get through this and move forward. So really what you're modeling with the co-regulation and following this outline is teaching your kids to self-regulate. Yep. And that's why it's our first nugget and it's so freaking important. And I think it's easy to, I love acronyms and I love like, people love a map for like what to do.
Yeah.
And so it just helps me in the moment to be like, okay, P, let's try some playfulness. Like, let's try some acceptance. Let's try some curiosity.
Let's try some empathy.
And
so this week, our challenge to you is to experiment with pace for the next week and just notice if anything shifts in your parenting relationships.
Thanks for listening. Enjoy your nuggets.
Thanks for coming to Mindful as a Mother podcast. If you'd like more of us and Mindful as a Mother, you can find Paige at Instagram. At Parenting with Paige, and Lindsay at Linz_AdamsLCSW. Find us on TikTok, Instagram, and in our Facebook group, Creating Community and Smashing Parental Stigma, Embracing Mindful Motherhood and Positive Parenting. Thanks so much, and see you next time.